I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on March 4th, 2020. The Apache Software Foundation has released version 1.0 of its Brooklyn Provisioning and Management Platform. Originally developed by CloudSoft back in 2011, Brooklyn was submitted to the Apache Incubator in 2014. Subsequently, it became promoted to a top-level project in 2015. While Apache had hopes of seeing a 1.0 release for the project happen in the first half of 2016, it's taken another 4 years to reach that milestone. Brooklyn uses YAML files to define application stack provisioning needs for deployment to either on-premise hardware or more than 20 public cloud offerings that the project supports. The platform can be controlled from the command line or through a web-based GUI and includes facilities for automatic resource scaling based on factors such as real-time usage load. Yesterday, we reported that Google had paused the rollout of Chrome OS 80 after starting it several weeks later than expected. The good news is that the upgrade has now resumed, and it's being pushed out to supported devices. But without any official word from Google, it's still unclear what caused the temporary hold in the first place. The Linux Foundation has announced a new blockchain-related certification track and training course. The new certification exam promises to demonstrate a developer's competence in working with Hyperledger Fabric, which the project director claims is becoming a core technology for organizations looking to implement blockchain distributed ledgers and smart contract systems. And with identity management being a key part of the blockchain-based technologies, the foundation has also launched two free self-paced courses that aim to bring students up to speed on the concept. The online courses focus on Hyperledger components that help provide self-sovereign identity management functionality and could be useful stepping stones for anyone thinking about pursuing the new certification. Canonical has released a new version of MultiPass. The lightweight and cross-platform virtual machine manager just saw a bump to version 1.1, bringing support for network proxies and older versions of macOS, along with a handful of bug fixes. And finally, Microsoft promoted PowerShell 7 from preview status to general availability today. Having been through a very public development process, the latest PowerShell is now available for Windows 7 and above, macOS, and all recent versions of major Linux distributions. The release boasts pipeline parallelization and automatic update notifications, among other features. PowerShell 7 is based on .NET Core 3.1, and both are long-term support releases slated to receive updates through the end of 2022. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/116. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.